know a lot of people had their hearts turning towards romance yesterday because it was Sweetest Day, but is your sweetheart a scammer? Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is our consumer expert from DATCAP, Michelle Reinen. And tell us about some of the stories you're hearing from consumers who got, well, who had the wool pulled all over their eyes by somebody that they thought was a sweetheart.
Yeah, we've all heard about it. Those romance scammers who prey on people looking for love online, that create those fake profiles on dating apps and social media websites, steal photos of another and put together multiple profiles, and now they're even using artificial intelligence to create that photo. But we never believe it when it's either happening to ourselves or a friend or family member. How could that be? And we really need to take caution with this and approach it sensitively, because emotions are high. The new thing we are seeing is that romance scammers don't always specifically ask for money transfers for all the reasons they come up with, like financial support for medical bills, legal trouble, debt, and housing. The new twist is now that they are trying to encourage their targets, if you will, consumers, to invest in cryptocurrency with them. Let's bond and form our relationship and strengthen that partnership by investing together, when really the investment is controlled by the scammer themselves and you're just handing your money over under these false impressions.
Yeah, how many people fall for these romance scams? Do you have any numbers?
Yeah, actually, the Federal Trade Commission nationally has recognized that 67,000 reports of romance scam were made in 2022, and that resulted in total losses of over $1.3 billion, a median loss of more than $4,000. But what's important about this, in addition to the money, is that 34% of all those who lost money did so through cryptocurrency transfers. So we know this new twist is legitimate and people are falling for it. So be cautious.
And again, if you have questions, why don't you reach out to the Wisconsin Consumer Protection Hotline? Give us that number, Michelle.
It would be 1-800-422-7128.